Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, but the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I sent you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into his nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through St. Sister Faustina, Jesus chose this Sunday to be the Merciful Sunday, Divine Mercy. It's not coincidence. It's really, from the readings, you can see how much God loves us. Even though at times we are not believing so much, but Jesus is helping us to believe. What does it mean by belief? We can, with all the reasons, see all the things happen in our life. At times we discuss with one another why today the people are not very happy. They look sad. I'm not sure you have this observation. They can't smile very much. At times I like the Filipino people. We have more smile than the Cantonese, at least. We don't smile too much. Why? Some people easily laugh, smile, because they put the trust in the Lord. That's the image of the Divine Mercy. At the end, the fourth stage, there's written, "Jesus, I trust in you." Many times we are sad because we don't believe, first of all, or we don't trust. Whatever happened, we thought God forgot us, so we are nobody before the Lord. That's why we are angry if whatever happened in our life. Jesus, every time when he appeared to his disciples, always the first word was the first word, "Peace be with you." There's no peace, not much peace for the disciples, but that time. They don't know what happened because the Lord died. Although after 3 days, they say he is risen, but they didn't see him very often. Even Thomas say, "I don't believe unless I touch his wound." You see, that's a disciple. And then we are not much better. Although today we believe God is risen, at times you ask, "Where is he?" When you encounter problems, "Where are you, Lord?" This is one of our experiences. When I was in Toronto, I met a woman who was stigmata, the 5 wounds of the... is still living in Toronto, but living in apart from the city, Liakala on the lake. It's some 100 miles from Toronto. That woman had got the special grace of stigmata, I mean the 5 wounds. In the year 2002, my first time I visited her, and that was on the first Friday. So she got that in that year, every first Friday, she got the stigmata. From 1 to 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, bleeding. After the visit, I said goodbye to her, and I shook hands with her. I saw the wounds in her hand. That's my first impression of what Jesus telling Thomas. Thomas, you believe because you have seen. Blessed are those who do not see but believe. So Jesus telling me, my faith is very weak. So I touched this person, and then Jesus gave me the insight. Really, my faith is very weak. Now Jesus let me touch and see, and then you see. I love Jesus because at times he showed me some extraordinary things. I'm grateful to the Lord. In fact, another episode, I was sent to Toronto in 2001. And that year, a few lady present me a beautiful statue of the Divine Mercy. But since I was coming from Hong Kong, I'm reluctant to receive the picture. Because I saw in the church already with the statue of Sacred Heart. So why you have too many Jesus? So I just put it at the back of the door. Very impolite. I don't pay any respect to Jesus. I just did it. I did it for 24 hours. But the next day, I don't know for what reason, in the church, I'm walking around, and I saw a place suitable for that picture, for the Divine Mercy. So Jesus gave me the second chance. First, put it at the, at the door side, but then I find the place, then I chat with my discuss with my secretary, so we decide to put a, that's a proper place for Divine Mercy. You know what happened? After this presentation of this Sacred Heart, this Divine Mercy of Jesus, so much grace in the parish I was working. I worked there only for 6 years. But one of the things that happened is the whole family, the whole community, more united to what the Acts Apostle says, one mind, one heart. It's really, you can feel it. What happened? Jesus working. Once you entrust, you believe, trust in Him, He works. It's really one of the things that the community, because by that time, although it's a Chinese community, but the Chinese coming from Taiwan, Chinese from mainland China, from Hong Kong, and the local Canadian Chinese. So, although they look like alike, but they are not the same. So different. I don't say how much difference, but shocking at times. Why you think this way? Why you do this way? We are all Chinese. That's the thing. But after entrusting the whole community to Jesus, we are more united, more one mind, one heart. The last gift to the parish. I never appeal to the people to give donation because we owe the bank a lot of money because it's a new church of only less than 10 years. So we have owed the bank a lot of money. So of course, the bank like it because they just get your interest. On the day of my leaving Toronto after 6 years, everything clear. We have no debt to the bank. I never asked the parishioners to do something financially. But Jesus is encouraging the people. Jesus works. So when you trust, it means you do your best, your own. The rest, Jesus will do it. So you do the same. Many things you cannot encounter very well, do it very well. What's important? Important is to start loving. Start listening with heart. Having people next to you. Live well every present moment. At times we are sad because we live so much, worry about things of the past and the future and not be the present. And that's why we miss so much opportunity to live this new command of the Lord. Because the last day of Jesus, love one another as I have loved you. The way Jesus loves us is always unconditionally loving people. Always the first one to love. So we do it easier for us to trust. Trust whatever he thinks best. And do your best. Seek first the kingdom of God. The rest will be different.